Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Tomorrow marks the 250th anniversary of the night when a group of men in Boston destroyed a whole lot of tea. The Boston Tea Party helped catalyze the American Revolution. But historians say some of the things you may have learned about it are not totally accurate. As WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel reports, it wasn't about a tax hike.
It was about monopoly power and lack of representation. The British Parliament had just given one company the right to sell all tea in America. This would have actually made tea cheaper, but colonists up and down the East Coast were mad they didn't have a say. In Boston, people converged on the largest building in town, the red brick Old South Meeting House.
The eyewitness account said there were 5,000 people in this space.
Nat Shidley oversees the historic building.
That's 5,000 people in a town of 15,000, right? So a third of the town crammed in here like sardines.
People hung off the balconies and spilled out into the streets, debating what to do. As night fell on the 20th day of meetings, Samuel Adams stood up and said this meeting can do nothing more to save the country. That was apparently code for more than 100 men to head to the wharf.
This was the moment where there was no backing down.
If you are here to cast off that yoke of parliamentary tyranny, say aye.
Aye.
Christine Strong is a reenactor for the Boston Tea Party Ships and Museum in Boston Harbor. She recreates the events of that night when many men wore blankets and put soot on their faces to hide their identities.
And we are all aware we are committing treason, aye?
Aye.
And we all know the punishment for treason is death, indeed. Death by hanging. And that's a fate I should hope we all avoid.
Some of the men were loosely disguised as indigenous people. But despite later images and paintings, historians say there were no feather headdresses worn that night. Now comes the part of the story you likely know. The Patriots hauled chests of tea out of the ship's hulls, broke them open with axes, and chucked the tea and crates overboard. 90,000 pounds of tea piled up in the chilly harbor water, worth roughly $1.5 million today. Now here's something you may not know. The Boston Tea Party wasn't a party. Historian Robert Allison of Suffolk University says it was far from a raucous affair. It was disciplined and methodical.
A crowd does come and watch this happening on the docks, and people comment on how orderly they are, how quiet they are.
The focus was making a political statement. Nothing was looted or stolen, he says. And when all the tea was destroyed, the colonists swept the ships clean.
Someone broke a padlock on one of the ships. They send someone into town to get a new one, to replace it. And I have to confess, Bostonians did tend toward a lot of street violence in the 1760s and 1770s, which makes this so much more remarkable.
But not everyone was on board.
George Washington and Benjamin Franklin think they really went too far. You know, Washington is kind of aghast at this destruction of property.
The British were also aghast and reacted strongly. They shut down the port of Boston, crippling the economy. They suspended town meetings and local elections.
What Massachusetts does is actually calls for a meeting of the other colonies, which is a huge risk. It could be the other colonies will say, you wacky Puritans really went too far this time.
But they didn't. The colonies rallied against the British, setting themselves on a path to the Revolutionary War less than 2 years later. But even after the war was won, the names of the people who boarded those ships remained secret. Now the Boston Tea Party Ships and Museums is teaming up with genealogists to figure out who participated by combing through old documents.
Letters, journal entries, newspaper articles, and first-person accounts.
Evan O'Brien is with the museum. He says Tea Party descendants have been coming forward, and so has the general public. It's the busiest year in the museum's history. O'Brien says that's an opportunity.
The Boston Tea Party has been one of the most sensationalized moments in our nation's history.
O'Brien's hoping the anniversary helps people remember it for the public debate, for the insistence on representation, and for the discipline shown by the colonists who dumped the tea 250 years ago. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.